Okay, where are we now?
We are in an ambience near the
fish pond.
Oh, we are just near the fish pond.
It's actually near the Sebungwe River mouth.
Are they in Binga?
Yes, it's the mouth of a river, of a contributor of the Zambezi, the Sebungwe. And actually, my sister, in this shallow waters here, there are crocodiles.
Yeah, I can imagine when people when fish ponds where there are crocodiles, which is very dangerous. And these women, they have given themselves entering these fish ponds where there are crocodiles.
No, the story is like this. The story is like this, that the women used to fetch water. At the river. And the river there, at the river mouth, has crocodiles. So the organizations from Europe came in and gave them a pump in the lake, solar panels, and water tanks to pump the water up from the lake to a higher area where there is a garden now. So the women wouldn't need to go to the water anymore to fetch water for their families and get in danger with the crocodiles.
Also, you mean that women used to go to fetch water in these streams where there are crocodiles and taking in their fish ponds? Is that what you are trying to mean? Or?
No, the fish ponds, they came much later.
Okay.
First came the water. Through the organization and the water pump, they donated.
Okay.
So the water from the lake came to the women, so to say.
Yeah?
It came up. They didn't need to go down to the lake where the crocodiles are. So they were safe.
Okay. Yeah?
Then the water was in the tanks. So then they started to say, okay, if we have enough water up here, we make a garden.
Okay.
So now during the rainy season, they have a garden up there.
Okay.
And then Zubo came in and said, okay, if we have water, what we do now is we go into fish farming.
Okay.
So these are different steps.
Yeah, I get your point now. Enkauti nchoveni twa njila na mustoli imbizi tiga owea muzubo crab. Nkauti izinji zilaji tiga alimu abantu bazwa at ma garden momunya moba gazote ya upanga ma fish pond. Ati mwa uyo shaiga patu umya moba li ugusha imenda ga in ma streams mwali ima crop dawz na tegwa intali. Nkauti bazo gwashigwa ama association ma chani yambi ya zoba gwasha utegwa batari ya uwika ma fish ponds omi ya ma garden yabo. Nko uti atutume as 0975-83-18-33 mutuambide nchomujisi na nchomujita fish farming. Nko uti nga matutumi na ilu waide tuwa mvua nyue bo zomujisi. Nko uti abantuponse abaswiri laba mvue zomujisi.
We can now listen to one of Zubu Trust's officers, Mugande, who will tell us about the fish farming.
So this is the group, the Tuligwasi women. There are 34 of them. They started with this nutritional garden. Through a Kadek, and now Zubo has come in to diversify what they have been doing with the fish farming. I think we have seen for yourself the pond is now complete. They are now filling it with the water, and very soon we will be stocking fingerlings. So I think at the moment we are trying to rectify the problem with the water system. I think it was leaking here. Women are busy trying to fix the pipe. By the end of the day, I think they will have managed to fill the pond. Yeah. So basically, this is the one of the groups we are working with. Very committed indeed. Hard-working group.
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a bit that there's a water pump in the lake, and probably the solar panel there gives the power to the pump, to so that we fill the pond.
Yes. Yeah, this water system and solar system has been funded by a certain organization which once supported the group. And as an organization, Zubo thought it's not just good to leave the women with all that effort which has been done. So we have come in also to compliment the work which has been done by other organizations. You can see all these water tents. They've been also funded by other partners. And Zubo is coming in with a fish pond, 20 by 10 meters, with the carrying capacity of 2,000 fingerlings. So I hope the women will be benefiting from this project.
Wonderful.
Yeah, here we hear where Gande on the Tugwashe group was telling us about the women and how the fishing ponds are moving. And Kouti Nchobeni, Gande muri Tugwashe group.
Tuligwashe,
that's Tonga.
Tuligwashe.
Yeah,
doesn't that mean that...
Tuligwashe, we help ourselves.
Mm.
Yeah. Tuligwashe a group. Jana Tibagaba Gwasidiziana, we support a group. Eguba Gwasidizia, my pipes, na ma solar panels, Gwanza Woli Gwasidizia, a Wupanga, my fish ponds. So, Sister Claudia, tell us more about what is happening here on.
Well, Mugande in his statement says that this group is very hardworking.
Yes.
And they really are. It is a group that organizations like Zubo Trusts, they found this group because they saw this group from this one village is working so hard. They are so determined that they said, we have to just support them and they will be even more stronger.
Yeah, you're saying that the Zubo Trust are the one helping this Tugwashe crap.
Tuligwashe.
Yes.
Women.
Yeah.
Yes, and there were other organizations as well who gave them support because they saw that these women are really serious. And how serious they are, you can see, for example, on this story. Zubo Trust wanted to hire workers to bring the stones for the pond when this pond, the fish pond, was constructed. And the women said, no, give us the money.
Then
we will bring the stones. And they did. There are 34 ladies and they brought 100 stones over a month or what, each of them 100 stones, and they constructed the pond with one builder. They took this money, and they are now paying. Zubo gave them the money, and they are paying now for a security guard. They have They built a hut for a security guard to protect their site, the solar panels, the fish ponds, and especially on the water tanks.
Yeah, I see these women were very hardworking, calling their stones on themselves. They couldn't even invite their family and their husbands to help them doing this. Yeah, it's so interesting.
We can listen to a statement of the chair lady now. There is a statement of the chair lady.
Zintu Jesu zinkirire nembo tembo bona twalumba
twalumba. Would you also like to say something about the pond? Mbo
tetaji in project ya zinkirire nembo isumpuge ye nembo osibiri kama utu pesa zimizi tokye ziope manzi mingi tena manzi opo manzi e time eto makatuli mazi zintu zakona njo sene mbuta kama tukosia je mugarden omuna anti tembo mbo.
Tamana.
Yeah, that was a women's let's work for ourselves. It's a 10:48 at Ngazi Yamano 105 Dodio. We are with our sister Claudia in this show, Women Fishing, and there in Binga, Zimbabwe. You can call us on 0975-83-18-33. We can now listen to our sister Claudia.
Yes, the story recently continued with the help of the women Ministry of Women Affairs in Binga. Zubo Trust called three women organizations who are working in fisheries to come together to a meeting at Sebungwe River mouth. I was lucky to be present there at the river. And they were trained about the value of forming an organization or association to represent their concerns. Because, women, you know it, fishing is nowadays a male-dominated terrain. So, you know, if you want your voice to be heard, you better get together as women. Then you are stronger.
Okay. Azubo training club baga baga yumyensha imshana iwisha iba itubunga to amaga into otutunga tuli totatwe akuba ishambuli moberede na ima ngoberede kuletana ima concerns yabona ma problems nazi obanda ugwashigwa nkuti ezinga bakwanisha bo winda windira mutu upanga mutubunga so gabali omwe omwe ngati bajikwanisha nkuti bede kubantu omwe azima women's bakalanzo omwe nkuti no bakonza ugwashigwa mukavunga aka